I think it's time to bring in a new guest. We burned out the last one.
I don't think burned out
of the studio
is the right move.
And we needed someone who was a little, you know, ready to go on a new topic. So we've got J. Todd Winter with us today, who is the president and CEO of True Blue Power. And I think people say, well, what is, tell us, what is, welcome and tell us a bit about True Blue Power.
Thank you, True Blue Power. Well, a lot of people know our main company, which is Mid-Continent Instrument Company. We've been around for 52 years. We've built millions of gyros. We repair lots of people's equipment. And now we're looking toward newer technologies, and everything's going more electric, right? So more electric aircraft, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of our customers want power in the cabin, power in the cockpit for iPads, rechargeable devices, plug-in power, even running Keurig machines in some of the biz jets.
Yeah. So, and I would, that would have never occurred to me.
Well, hey, you know, it's just like home, so you want your Keurig. So we're doing a lot of, delivering a lot of products there, and they're all certified products. So we develop a very high level of quality and get TSO standard. The other thing that we've had, a lot of people said, you know, I have a lot of problems with my battery systems. And we've done batteries and standby equipment for quite a few years. And we said, well, what are some of the problems that you have with your batteries? You know, and they say, well, they weigh too much. They're not reliable. They're dead when I need them. They're expensive to maintain. All these different things. You know, I have to replace it every year in some aircraft. So similar to your laptops that I see here in your phones and my power tools at home, we said, you know, lithium ion technology could be good for aviation. In fact, it's used very widely, but has not yet been used for the main battery to start your engine or to run your aircraft. So we launched into a development 8 years ago with our friend James here from A123 Systems.
And I was just going to bring more James in, and I didn't want you to think we had forgotten you. We hadn't. And thank you for joining us.
Of course.
You're an account manager with A123.
And that I am.
How do you fit into this partnership or association with True Blue?
I think Todd was just about to get into that a little bit.
So Todd.
Eight years ago, Mid-Continent approached A123, and we chose Mid-Continent to be our trusted distributor within the aviation industry. Our main focus is the automotive industry, and we don't have the expertise and wherewithal within the aviation industry to penetrate that market, so we chose Mid-Continent to be the trusted source or trusted partner in that space.
I was very impressed. I was reading the Wall Street Journal, and I read about a new technology that came out of MIT. And so I did some research, and I said, you know, that sounds like the way we can finally use this in a safe, reliable way in aviation. And fortunately to these fine people who have helped us, we have been the first company ever to get FAA TSO on lithium-ion main ship batteries, and now they're on the Bell 505 Jet Rangers coming out. They're on the Cessna Scorpion. They'll be on the Cessna Latitude and the Longitude, and we've got some really great STCs that have been accomplished. So it's going to be similar to what we've seen in other technologies. Remember your big bag phone? Did you ever have one of those?
What do they call them? Brick phones.
Oh, exactly. Yes, the brick.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen with aviation. There will still be some people using lead acid batteries. NICADs will become completely obsolete. Some of the biz jets use NICADs, but for the same reasons that you want that technology in your phone, in your computer, that's why it's coming to aviation. And it's a great thing. It's actually a very safe solution. It can actually add safety because of the reliability and value, and you know, all the things that people said, here's what I would like to change, this changes. So it's very, very exciting, and it's hard to go into all the detail, but there is information on our website. We have a booth here, of course, at Oshkosh, and we go to the NBAA, the helicopter show, etc.
Now, I saw a really beautiful, tiny little electric engine today, and I was salivating. I held it in my hands. It was just like this.
Something. A baby engine?
Here's the deal. It was 96% efficiency, they said. And I have a little tiny airplane. It only weighs 550 pounds empty. And I want to put that little tiny electric engine in it because I only need 80 horsepower or its equivalent. And are these batteries going to be able to do that for me one day, provide me with the energy that I need to run a little engine like that?
Well, the guys from Airbus have done that.
Yeah, with the eFan they've got.
The eFan, they've been very successful, and I think, as I believe I read, they're now going to go toward a hybrid, which is similar to automotive, a pretty good solution. But yeah, those electric motors are amazing, and James might have some input too.
That's what I was going to say.
Other people who have already embraced this kind of technology.
So the battle with battery technology is a constant struggle between you have a trade-off between energy and power. So the technology that Todd has chosen for his mainship batteries is very good on power. However, in the electrical vehicle market, you need energy. So when you go towards power, you lose energy. When you go towards energy, you lose power. So at A123, we're constantly injecting millions and millions of dollars each year into our R&D department to find that perfect balance between energy and power. So it sounds to me, I don't know much about aviation, and to be honest, this is my first ever air show, the second day here.
Welcome.
Yeah. It's been a great experience so far. It sounds to me like the solution that you need would need that energy power balance.
Well, I drive a Toyota Camry hybrid, so I can definitely see what you're talking about, the energy power balance. They have a beautiful little graphic that they show me, and you can kind of manage it, and you regenerate, you know, as you stop, and then. Mm-hmm. So my question is, would I be able to do that with an airplane that has a propeller on the front?
Actually, Todd and I were just having a conversation about this right before we came in, and with an airplane that is currently being developed, the regenerative recharge that you would see in an airplane would happen on the descent. So you'd obviously use the power sources of the battery to get the plane in flight, but as you come down and decrease in elevation, you would get some power back in through the regenerative recharge source.
Well, generally that's what happens. The prop starts to be driven more by the downhill slide than it is by the engine at that point. Yeah. So why not capture that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, whenever we talk lithium-ion batteries, as a journalist too, I mean, we've always thought, oh, that's the thing that was in the 787, and people go, oh, yeah.
Still, I thought, the 787.
Yeah, exactly. I thought they had some kind of overheat problems. Did they ever get that solved? Tell us a little bit about that aspect of it and how it's kind of been solved, assuming it has.
Well, and it's a long story, so I'll try to condense that. But there is as he mentioned, the chemists have a great time, and there have been millions and millions of dollars spent developing batteries. And every chemist likes to put his own little spin. And A123 has their unique proprietary spin that we feel is really good. Unfortunately, that technology wasn't quite available to Boeing when they started on the 787. So they used a little bit older technology called a metal oxide, which is very capable, but it's just a little bit more volatile. And it was produced in very, very low volume. Now, with A123, they build millions and millions of cells. And we can coattail on the safety and reliability that's being used in power grid technology and cell backup towers and things like that, and use that improved technology. So we use, for instance, in our large battery, we use 152 small cells. And if one was to have an issue, the temperatures are a fraction of those based on the chemistry that Boeing had used originally in their battery. So, yeah, I think they just kind of had a little bit of a a learning curve issue, maybe a little quality control. You know, there was a very thorough investigation, and they said, you know, we really still like the technology, but we're going to put one more metal box around it, and now we're happy. So it was a big deal, but it wasn't, in my opinion, it wasn't really that big a deal, but of course it got a lot of press.
Well, you know, so do you think, are we going to see an electric airliner someday or an electric business jet?
There's a picture. Right there. It's awesome.
There is a picture.
Nice segue there. Yeah,
actually, Airbus and Boeing are both into this in a very big way. And again, kind of like your automobile, and especially in Europe, the hybrids have been extremely successful. It really makes a lot of sense. There's still a lot of work to do to make it exactly right, but it makes a lot of sense. And the improvements, the reduction in fossil fuel burn, CO2 emission, I mean, the potential is huge.
Well,
huge.
Where can people find out more about the work that the both of you are doing together?
Well, A123 has a great website, and they've been a wealth of information for us. We try to put out some good information on ours, and you know how the web is. You have to be careful because there's some misinformation out there, and that's the way the world is. You have to kind of sort through it.
So truebluepowerusa.com would be a good place to go?
For aviation information.
Sure.
And the A123 systems.com.
All right.
They do some cool stuff in automotive. We've got one of their Mercedes batteries in our booth that's
Where's
beautiful.
Your booth on the field?
Oh, we're in B. We're in the our friend out here, the Honeywell Bendix King Hall B 2007.
Excellent.
So that's a good place.
Excellent.
Our friends can just come by. We'll chat.
James and Todd, thank you so much for being with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.